He trialled beautifully behind some very smart horses. He was untried, untested in some softish ground, which was good. Rider Anthony Darmanin and said, Pete, he towed me the whole way up. I was going equally as good as the horses in front. They were sort of giving a bit more rein. He said, I just hold your bloke together. He kicks off in the Lightning Stakes Saturday week, and he will go on to the Newmarket.
We're looking forward to seeing him after a really good spring. Mate, good luck, particularly with Malaguera in the Group 1, the Aura. It's a really competitive race, but your horse is right there after a big win in the Australia Stakes. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
Good on you, mate. Peter Galagotis. And what price Malaguera here, mate?
Yeah, $3.80 in the All Race 7 at Caulfield on Sunday is the favourite, and what a field it is. They've backed it and Divine Profit, of course, the last time it went to Caulfield. Won the Guineas there back in the spring. It's trimmed up a point since yesterday, $9 into $8 on the fourth line. Blackheart Bart at $4.20 is second favourite. Lucky Hustler $7.50 then to Divine Profit. But yeah, well-backed Malaguera from Divine Profit there. And, well, Mourinho and $18. Chance in the car line, race 8. Humidor's the $4 favourite there, but they're backed. Grand Rosso, $7 in early betting.
Okay, some other general racing news. Single Bullet will trial at Rosehill next week and then possibly heads towards the Black Opal, heading towards a slipper. Colesberg, a nice 2-year-old for David Payne, who beat Single Bullet back in early January, is going to run in the Skyline first up. For Gerald Ryan, Chauffeur, did well after the Magic Millions, and it'll go to the Todman on March 4, and the stablemate Minare goes to the Skyline and Condor Heroes to the Silver Slipper. So Gerald's got two or three really impressive two-year-olds. And Anthony Cummings confirmed to me this morning that Thunder Fantasy has been retired. They're looking for a stud opportunity in the future. He pulled up sore after his last run, but two starts ago he won at big odds. But sadly, the horse has been retired. Thunder Fantasy. Lots of other racing news on the Twitter page at Andrew Bensley right through the day. Hey, Jared.
Big hour, wasn't it?
I reckon it's been all right.
Yeah. Also, just lastly, Andrew, the Grafton Qualifier, the tab market for it. It's going to open in about an hour.
Okay, and repeating the final times, the final fields. I'm just going to have a look here before I go. Gemma's about to update with all the news and the sport. They are out for Sunday. 3:25 is the first of seven races at Grafton on Sunday, the Country Championship Day. As you heard earlier, the temperatures are going to be around 41 degrees, but late in the afternoon, the humidity is going to dip sharply. So that's why the first on Sunday at Grafton is going to be late in the afternoon, 3:25. Thanks a lot, Jared.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Jared Middleton there with BSB Extra. Back tomorrow with cricketer Chris Lynn.
BSB Extra is summer sports and racing on Sky Sports Radio.
It's 10:06. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. Bill Shorten has waved off a stinging personal attack from Malcolm Turnbull, telling the ABC he feels sorry for the Prime Minister because he's under pressure to save his job. Shorten says the drums are beating in the corridors of Canberra about whether or not Turnbull will remain as Liberal leader. It follows a sharp exchange in Parliament yesterday afternoon where the PM called the opposition leader a social climbing sycophant and a parasite on taxpayers. Rolf Harris has been found not guilty of three sex offence charges in a London trial, but the jury has been unable to reach a verdict on the four other charges he was facing after more than 26 hours of deliberations. Two Portuguese teenagers who wrote their names on a gate of the former Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz-Birkenau using a pen and a rock have been fined and handed a one-year suspended prison term by a court in Poland. And a Melbourne man who thought he'd spotted a UFO and shone a laser at it has instead had a visit from the police. The 42-year-old shone a laser at a police helicopter as it flew over the Bayside suburbs around 1:25 this morning. He's expected to be charged for endangering a person and interfering with crew or an aircraft. In sport, Newcastle Knights hooker Rory Cost-Jason is set for another operation on his injured throat, with the club confirming the previous diagnosis of him missing the first 6 weeks of the NRL season as accurate. Newcastle has put a 10-week time frame. frame on Paulie Pauly's recovery from a dislocated hip. Matt Renshaw believes his height will be an advantage against Homeside India's highly rated spinners in the upcoming four-test tour. The rangy left-handed opener has no experience in India, but is preparing on slow and turning pitches designed to replicate the subcontinental conditions at the ICC Academy in Dubai. Renshaw thinks his 185-centimetre frame will allow him to play the ball early. Anthony Mundine has reportedly lodged an official appeal with the Australian National Boxing Federation against his contentious points decision loss to Danny Green in last Friday's fight in Adelaide. And Melbourne City goalkeeper Dean Bozanas has been handed a 5-match suspension following his verbal tirade on Basad Berisha from the victory. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio takes pride in helping you to a winning day. At 10 every morning, Racing HQ previews the major New South Wales meeting with track reports, tips and tab fixed odds markets. For winning info, it's Racing HQ here on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 Big Six jackpot on Apollo Stakes Day this Saturday and a $25,000 First Four jackpot on the Chariots of Fire at Tabcorp Park, Menangle this Saturday night. And you can watch all races live on the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Little Sydney is back this April at Royal Randwick, where fashion meets flair and fame meets fortune. You never know who you might meet when Sydney's social set comes out to play. Indulge with Sydney's finest eateries and providors, Catalina, China Doll and Victor Churchill, and make it an experience with all the style and glamour you deserve. Don't miss out. Visit www.theatc.com.au and secure your ticket today.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus they have vanities, toilet suites, basins and freestanding and drop-in bars and so much more. 2-year warranty over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
I lost the beer gut.
My husband lost his beer gut.
Our dad lost his beer gut.
Thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
At Bing Lee, it's their 60th birthday, and they're still bringing you the best brands and best advice since way back in 1957. Head into Bing Lee today and grab a bargain during Bing Lee's 60th birthday celebrations.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the Tab app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Good morning, it's 11 past 10. This is Kevin Wolfe. And we're here for Racing HQ this morning, and surely we'll get Chantelle Buckley on to go through race by race the entire card at Hawkesbury. Chinwag this morning, Cozzy's away, but we're still doing the Chinwag. The legend that is Gary Harley. Have a chat with Gary from 10:30 this morning, and after 11 o'clock we'll have all our usuals, looking at the harness, the greyhounds and all those thoroughbred meetings on what's going to be a warm day as we, I guess, warm up even to a stinker of the next few days ahead. So let's find out what's happening. Pardon my voice here. Dear, oh dear, not a good sign to start off, is it? Anyway, we'll get with Jeff Haynes at Hawkesbury and see what's going on at the track today. Hey, Jeff.
Morning, Kevin. How are you going?
Well, I'm well. Look, it's been a very strange couple of days weather-wise. So much rain. Yesterday was sun, rain. The next few days we know are going to be absolutely boiling. What can you tell us about today at Hawkesbury?
Well, at the moment it's beautiful. The sun's out. It's going to be warm. There's a bit of a breeze out. We had a couple of heavy showers this morning pretty early, but that's all cleared away. And look, it's going to be a nice day. Certainly not as bad as it's going to be next couple of days. So actually, so the way the weather's been the last couple of weeks, we're lucky to get a day in the mid-30s instead of mid-40s all the time.
All right, so we're looking at a soft six at this stage. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, soft six. Grant Buckley got one this morning. And he did it just after we had that heavy shower, and he sort of went with a borderline six and seven, but with the forecast of 35, 36 degrees and windy, we left it at a six. But it's a genuine slow.
So can you see it improving during the afternoon?
it's hard to say. The way the weather conditions are, it could drag the moisture out pretty quickly, and we've left a lot of grass on, which means it won't dry out as quick.
Okay.
But I'll certainly be sticking with the soft sticks for sure.
All right. Appreciate your time. Good luck today, Jeff.
Thanks, Kevin.
Jeff Haynes there. It is, as we say, a soft six currently. Pano 5.28. The rail is out 2 metres, 900 metres to the winning post. True for the remainder. And looking at the preview, we're joined by Chantel Buckley. Chantel, good morning to you.
Morning, Kevin. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thanks for doing the form for us here today. We have the eight races, the last at 5.35, the first at 1.20. Let's have a look at this this program in detail. Race one over 2,000 metres, a benchmark 65, a field of eight runners. Here's the way the market looks. Number one, Paragon, is $18 into $10 today. Two Big Albert, $6 to $6.50. Three, Kokopu, is $13 to $14. Princess Aria, $6.50 out to $7. It's $2.70 favourite, number five, Concessions. $5.50 out to $6 for number six, Wugok. Spooky Wookie, Tommy Berry for the Hawks, $8 into $4.40 today. Good money for number seven. And number 8 minute Silence, one of the roughies at $21. How do you see the first? Hey, hang on, Chantel. We can't hear any of that. Can you turn your head maybe? Bad area there. Try again. Now, we might have to re-establish the line or something if we can. It's not good at the moment. Go again. Okay. Lost it all together. Okay, well, I can't tell you any of those numbers because I couldn't hear any of them. Anyway, so let me tell you, after 11 o'clock this morning, we'll have Amanda Rando looking at the Penrith Harness Racing Program. Stuart Turner looks at the Dapto Greys. Mark Hunter gives us his thoughts on Kilmore. Ipswich, we'll look at that at around about a quarter to 12. We have Dean Lester looking at the meeting at Pakenham tonight. Darren Flindell sets the scene from Hawkesbury at about a quarter past 12. We'll have a chat with Brett Devine on the program later on today from the ATC about what's in store for Randwick on Saturday, the return of Winx. Andrew Giorgio from tab.com.au gives us a sport update. Then we get into our late mail service with Darren and probably Andrew from Tab at around about 5 to 1 on the program at Hawkesbury this afternoon. So we'll take two. Chantel, how are we now?
I'm right now, Kevin. Can you hear me?
Beautiful. Loud and clear. So we didn't get any of what you said the first time around. Start again. Race one.
Okay. So I've left Concessions on top. Look, I think she's a really progressive type. Both of her wins have come at her home track here at Hawkesbury. She has done a lot in her five starts to date, and I can't see why she can't go on with it here. Jess has a real good association with this filly. So I've left her on top. I've put Wugok in for second. He only battled away in recent runs. He is down in grade and weight, so I think that's a bit of a push for him. Number seven, Spooky Wookie. I thought there was a lot to like about his maiden win at Goulburn last start. He's still very new. He seems to be going in the right direction. His first start, he was very green. He didn't know what it was all about. Last start, the tempo was on for him. He got right back and was able to get over the top of them late. So I don't know if he's going to get those conditions in this race. It is his first time up over the 2,000 metres, so that's a bit of a query, but he looks to be a horse going in the right direction. And Kokopu, I thought he ran well enough at Randwick last time out. He's back in grade, but does go up to 6 kilos. So 5, 6, 7, and 3 in the first.
All right, 5, 6, 7, 3. Race one. Race two at 5 to 2, a field of 10 without scratchings. One Anne's Gift, $14. Two Anakin Durax's, $81. Your short price fave here is number three, Every Chance. Ty England on board, 170 and 165 tab fixed. Number four, Jackson, is 17 to 16. Five Purple Trail, 440. Money today for number six, Songs of Earth. This is Karen McAvoy for Gwenda Markwell, $8 into 550. Money for the six. Wandu Boy at 60. It's 120. Number eight, Orpentiva. Duchess of Dubai, 120. And Repentant, number 10 at $13.
3, 10, 1, and 5. Look, I think it's Every Chance's day today. I thought his run first up was huge. He's in a much easier provincial country maiden here today. It looks his day. I don't think he'll find an easier maiden than he is competing in today. So for that reason, he's on top. Repentant, I really think this horse has been finishing off her runs of late quite well. The winkers go on for the first time here. And Gift, look, he's a hard one to keep up with. He usually runs good races here at home, and he has placed here before. So I'm putting him in a little bit of odds there. And Purple Trail, three-year-old gelding debuting here. The blinkers going on. His recent trials have been okay for a race like this. So it's 3, 10, 1 and 5, and Every Chance is my best bet of the day.
Okay, Every Chance, number 3, your best bet there, race 2. Race 3, you've got some scratchings here. 1, 2, 4, 5, 11. Jess Taylor takes the ride on 13, All About Magic. Tab fixed odds here. Number three, Kunming. It's 270 out to 280, but is your favourite after opening $5 today. Six, Destroyer is 420 out to 440. Polar Blast, 480 into 440 after opening $11 today. But mind you, there's been quite a few scratchings. Triple Hill is now $9. $18, Tearaway Charlie. Daydream Explorer at $12. $13 into 650. Money for number 12, Satirical Dame. And 13, All About Magic at $12. So probably hard to get a true gauge given the scratchings. But how do you see this one?
It's a shame this race has really fallen away with scratchings here, but I've gone in the way of 3, 7, 12 and 6. Kunming on top. Look, he's resuming a gilding here today. He's got good gate speed. He's got gate one, so he should use that to his advantage, and I like his last trial. Polar Blast in for second. He did a lot wrong when debuting. He got back, really couldn't make up the ground. I think he should have taken plenty of benefit from that run. Satirical Dame, look, she's an honest mare. She just can't crack that win. She's had 25 attempts, has placed on 6 occasions. If she can bring her run 2 starts back, then she shouldn't be far away. And Destroyer into 4th spot. He's had a stable change, a number of gear changes here. He could do something first up. 3, 7, 12 and 6.
3, 7, 12, 6 in the third. Now race 4 here wraps up the early quaddy. And the scratchings here of 1, 3 and 11. It's over the 1600 here, a maiden. And you've got 2 Noble Truth. 5 out to 550, back to 5. Number 4, Island Breeze, 18 to 19. $23, Slovakia, number 5. 6, Your Place or Mine, a roughie at $81. 370 into 350, about number 7, Bright Lights Baby. 8, Celtic Love, 100 to 1. So plenty of long shots here. 9, High Impulse here. Jeff Penza, James Cummings, 7 into 550 after opening $11 today. Number 10, Liffey is at $6. And $3 in from 460, about number 12, the Godolphin runner, Shretan.
7, 10, 12 and 9. I'm putting Bright Lights Baby on top. She's placed in 3 of her 6 runs. She will certainly appreciate the given the track here today. The Norton bit comes off. The tongue control bit goes on. She had to cover a little bit of ground last start. She wanted to pull. So maybe with the gear change, she mightn't have resented as much as she did the other day. So for that reason, she's on top. I put Stablemate Liffey into 2nd spot here. I know she finished ahead of Bright Lights Baby last start, but she had a better run. Today she gets a tricky draw and will need a good ride from time. Tritan, forgetting her last run, and if she goes back, she can bring her run first up, then she's certainly capable of running a better race, and she should perform better at her 2nd attempt over the mile. And High Impulse, better for the experience after bumping into ladder on debut. 7, 10, 12 and 9.
Alrighty, race 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. It comes up at 3:45 over 1,000 metres. It's a maiden, and the scratchings 1 and 12 leaves us a field of 10 runners. So 2 Final Impulse, 31 to 34. 3 Thistle Do, 225 out to 230. That's a Bjorn Baker runner. It's your favourite. $3 in from 340, about number 4 Pedway. Good money there. 10 to 11 for 5 Chiquita. 6 Lady Veronique is $10. 9.50 about 7 Petite Voix. 8 Where's Emma, 41 to 51. 51 into 26 money for number 9 Lugard Road. Speaking at longer odds there. What about Shrapnel, number 10, opened $100 today, is now a $34 pop. And 11 Classic Wind is $9. Race 5.
I'm liking Pedway in this race. I think the break should have done him the world of good. He won a recent trial at Rose Hill, and the tongue tie does go on him. So for that reason, he's on top. This will do. He was ridden quite to the line in his first ever trial. He then was made to find the line in his more recent down at Kembla. He has shown good gate speed in both, and he has won both of his trials, obviously. So he's into 2nd spot there. Chiquita. She showed pretty good speed in her recent trial, set out by the leader, was pushed on to find the line. So I think she gets in well with the weights after the claim. And Lady Veronique, she really started to find the line in her recent trial when asked to. She may need this run, but I thought I might put her in at a little bit of value there, but she's only $10. So I guess that's not too much value. But, yeah, if she can run up to her trial, then she shouldn't be too far away. So it's 4, 3, 5 and 6.
Okay, 4, 3, 5, 6. Race 6 here is a class 1 over 1,100 metres at 20 past 4. The scratching is the toppy here, 1 El Corazon. Got a field of 10. Your tab fixed odds here for race number 6. We're talking number 2, Valiant Mate. It's 4.80 in from $7. Number 3, Allegheny, 11 into 6. Good movement there for the 3. Number 4, Vega at 5.50. Your favourite is 5 Hysterical here. Waterhouse and Bot with Karen McAvoy, 2.80 into 2.60. Number 6, Striker Ransom at $11. 7, Dane Ruler, 51. 8, Freedom Fighter at 12. Number 9, Kashenti, 16. $12, number 10, Squared. 11, Lucio Non Uro at 71. So all the money here with the 2 and the 3 at this stage.
I'm sticking with a hysterical here. Look, I'm totally forgetting her last preparation. She just didn't quite come up, I don't think. I'm hoping she can bring her two-year-old form here today. Her two trials into this have been nice. I think Gay and Adrian will certainly have her ready first up today. Valiant Mate, look, he's been very consistent of late. He was run down late over the 1,200. He comes back to the 1,100, which will certainly suit him. Vega, I really like the way he was finding the line in his maiden win. He just needs to go on with it here. And Allegani, she's coming out of the same race as a Valiant Mate. She gets the claim and should run well here today. So 5, 2, 4 and 3.
5, 2, 4, 3, race 6, race 7 at 5-5 over the mile here. And benchmark 70, number 10 is scratching a field of 9 runners here. Tab fixed odds, 1 Crosley Hotshot, $4.60 out to $5. 2 Charming Lad opened $8, today is now $5. 3 Napoleon, $15 out to $17 into $12. 4 Hostwin Vintage, $3.70 into $3.60, tab fixed odds fave. Number 5, Sis Montaigne, $3.80 out to $3.90. 6 Drillmaster is $18, $15 for number 7 Fleeting. 8 Crown Moss at $19, 9 Lily's Little Girl at $9.50. So it's $3.60 about 4 Hostwin Vintage, but good money there for a couple of other runners too.
Got in the way of Sis Montaigne here. I really like the way he worked to the line first up, up to the mile, second up and gets the and goes up. Goes down 2 kilos on his last run. Hostwin Vintage, he went back to the trials after winning quite convincingly up at the Gold Coast. He's drawn well in gate 3 and he's certainly got that fitness on his side. The 6 Drillmaster, he's back to his home track after running an okay race in town. My only query about him is the soft going, but I can't imagine Noel sending him round if he wasn't convinced that he'd handle the soft going. And Charming Lad, he was the last start winner here. He does rise 5 kilos in weight. Probably would have liked to have seen a claim for him, but he mightn't be an apprentice's horse. So he's in for fourth spot there. 5, 4, 6 and 2.
5, 4, 6, 2 there, race 7. And the last here, Chantel, is due at 25-6, a class 2 over 1,400 metres. Put the pen through 4, 5 and 11. Tap fixed odds on the last. You've got 1 All In Rhythm. 4.40 into 2.40, favoured there. Number 1, 2 Poets Advocate, opened $11, is now at $5.50. Number 3, Reckless Russell, $9.50 into $6.50. 6 Level 8, $6.50 steady. It's $9 for number 7, Long Wan Feng. 8 No Escape, $11. 16 into 12 after opening at $26 today is number 9, Sweet Fella. Number 10, Rebe Rampart, is now $11. And 12, Subway Surfer, the Ruffy, it's now $81. So, again, plenty of scratching. So, is that a fair market?
I think so. I think they've got it right there. All In Rhythm, I'm putting him on top here. Look, he was in a race of his own last start. That was in a Class 1. He only has to reduce that again to win a race like this. He'll probably be our likely leader again. If he gets all the favours in front, I can't see why he can't take it out. Poets Advocate, I really like the way he burst through late to take out his Class 1 win. He went back to the trials to keep him ticking over fitness-wise. And you always have to respect Scott's horses here at home. Reckless Russell, third run back today after a long layoff. His two runs back have been quite good. I'm expecting him to show something today, third up. And Sweet Fellow, he's down on 8 kilos on his last run. He loves the soft going. He's back on his home track and always runs well here. So it's 1, 2, 3, 9 in the last.
1, 2, 3, 9. You gave us race 2, number 3, Every Chance as your best on the card. What else do you see as a good thing?
Look, I thought Missile Strike would be, well, Missile Strike was my other best bet, but he's been scratched. So, look, All In Rhythm in the last, I think he's pretty good value there. Well, he's not good value, but I think he'll be taking out the last race. Just looking through it, it's a bit of a fair day, actually. A few of these, it depends on how some of them handle the track, so whether or not it dries out, might be a bit hard. The rail's out 2 metres, that won't play any part with it, won't favour on pace runners or anything today. I think it'll play pretty even.
Do you think you'll be changing things or reassessing things after you see the first couple of races to see how things are playing out with the track?
Quite possibly, yeah. Look, if it favours the on paces, then I might change my numbers around. But hopefully it plays fair all day everyone can have their fair share of winning.
That's right. As long as you get a win, it doesn't really matter. So it's race 2, number 3, and race 8, number 1 is as your best on the card. Chantel, thanks for your form here this morning. Good luck. Enjoy Hawkesbury this afternoon. I'll give you Darius Lindell's selections in just a moment. I'll give you the jockey challenge. Ty Anglin, 145. Karen McEvoy at 4. Hugh Beaumont at 7. Jess Taylor, 13. You've got Blake McDougall at 35. You've got Corey Brown and Andrew Adkins at 61. And any other jockey at Hawkesbury there at $21 at Hawkesbury. So now if you've got your pens handy, here's Darren Flindell's tips here. Race 1, he's going 5, 1, 7 and 6, 5 on top concessions. Race 2, Darren Likes 3, 10-5-4. He's with Every Chance along with Chantel, number 3. In the third, Darren Likes 3, 6, 12 and 8. He's going with 3, Kunming. In the fourth, Darren Likes the 7, Bright Lights Baby, Hugh Bowman here, 7 from 10-4 and 2. In Race 5, the first quaddie here, first leg of the quaddie at a quarter to 4. Darren Likes 4, Pedway, 4 to beat 3, 6 and 10. In the sixth, the tip Bowman from Darren is number 2, Valiant Mate, 2 from 5, 3 and 4. Race 7, he likes the 4, Hostman Vintage, 4 from 8, 7 and 5. In the last, he also is very keen on number 1, All in Rhythm, along with 7, 9 and 6, 1, 7, 9, 6. So Darren Chantel there aligned in quite a few races there this afternoon. And we'll have a scene setter with Darren Flindell from Hawkesbury at about 20 past 12, and the late mail with Darren and Andrew Giorgio from the Tab at around about 5 to 1. Sky Sports Radio, 28 past 10. In just a moment, some sports headlines, and then we will chinwag with the one and only Gary Harley.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's great autumn racing carnival offers. Visit tab.com.au for details. Tab, we love a bet. The boys are back with the best racing wrap in town. Join Greg Radley, Ron Duffacy and Nick Ashman
when Thoroughbred Weekly returns for 2017.
Thoroughbred Weekly, this Sunday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central.
It's back for its 50th year. The Ainsworth Game Technology Miracle Mile at Clubman Angle on Saturday night, Feb 25. Don't miss the speed, glamour and excitement of Australasia's richest sprint race. The Lawn Marquee Package offers trackside views, reserved seating, sumptuous buffet, drink package and more for only $110. Dress to impress and enter the Lexus of MacArthur Fashions on the field with $1,500 travel vouchers to be won. The Miracle Mile at Clubman Angle. Book now at clubmanangle.com.au.
English Premier is a winning formula producing elite racehorses like Star Mare Jamaica. Over 700 yearlings across 4 days. The 2017 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. February 26th to March 1 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue available now at inglis.com.au.
The Queen of Australian Racing, Winks, goes in.
Where around will you the be when Winks makes her stunning return to the track in 2017? Get to Royal Radical Race from Lionheart this racing season Bowman to experience the thrill and excitement of live
Winks
racing.
Winks hits the lead, but every chance is getting chased. And here's Aquatic in the Australia Day Silks, putting in big strides on the outside, and Aquatic raced away from the last. Here's a big win, Aquatic from well back in the field, charges away to beat every chance.
Drakenfels
have been brave in third, Vice got up for fourth, I think, in front of my
Sky Sports Radio, Jenna Curran, good morning.
Further
good morning,
back
Kevin.
To Matron
I'm kicking
Wilson
off with the sport headlines here. Panthers centre pairing Dean Farre and Peter Hicku have conceded they're mentally prepared to start the season Wayanka in the New South Wales Cup. Both players underwent knee reconstructions last season, and with heavy competition for spots, they have a tough fight on their hands to win back their starting jerseys. Cronulla's Jack Bird has vowed to stay loyal to the reigning premiers and to resist any approach from the
and Allison back on the rails. They're across the track here, approaching the 200 metres where Earth is spread it up with Pedway. They take the lead together. Fates on Core working home under a good hold, then Super Maxi, but Pedway pushed on now. Down to half, three quarters now.
Qualify for the group stages of the Asian Champions League. And the Cairns Taipans have two season-defining NBL matches with minor premiers, the Adelaide 36ers, beginning at home tonight before they travel to Adelaide on Saturday. Coach Aaron Fern thinks his side will want it more, with the Taipans locked in a three-way tie for third with Melbourne and Perth on the NBL ladder heading into the crucial final round. In other news, a man has been stabbed in the stomach during an argument with two other men at a house in Brisbane just before
the
midnight.
Then Bates
he's in
on
a serious condition. The other
and
two
Allison
men
back on the rails. They're across the track here, approaching the 200 metres where Earth is spread it up with Pedway. They take the lead together. Bates on call working home under a good hull, then Super Maxi, but Pedway pushed on now. Down to half, three quarters now on
Earth, accused of
Fates
serious
Encore,
domestic assault.
And Pedway comes
charges
down to win it, though. Pedway
night
beat Earth.
Police
Fates Encore third. Fourth between Super Maxi, Rosa Carolina and Jupem, then Didham, Allison and Tenorino, and Loverboy Charlie.
Given the go-ahead to build Australia's tallest building in Melbourne.